Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, the UN calls for an end to the war in Gaza. A special event took place on the Temple Mount to remember Charlie Kirk. And hundreds gather in Israel to remember 9/11. This week, the army has begun the ground invasion into Gaza City. And the United Nations votes to call for an end to the war in Gaza, along with the creation of a Palestinian state, and Mr. Netanyahu makes remarks about Charlie Kirk. With more, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
The main news item in Israel is that the Israeli army has finally begun its ground invasion of the last Hamas stronghold of Gaza City. The military campaign to take control of Gaza City began 3 weeks ago, with the Israeli Air Force performing extensive pinpoint bombings to bring down basically all of the high-rise building towers in the Hamas-controlled areas of Gaza City. In conjunction with the start of the campaign against Gaza City, the army has instructed the civilian population when and where to escape from the city. The army reports that so far more than 350,000 Gazans have been evacuated from Gaza City. In addition to the regular standing army, along with newly drafted soldiers, the army is now calling up a total of 130,000 reserve soldiers as well for the campaign in Gaza City. In other news, last week, the United Nations General Assembly voted to call for the creation of a Palestinian state alongside Israel. Such General Assembly resolutions are non-binding. The United Kingdom and Ireland voted in favor of the resolution, which called for a state of Palestine, but the resolution also called for Hamas to put down its weapons. The wording of the lengthy resolution also included terms which, in essence, call for the removal of 500,000 Jewish settlers from the West Bank. And finally, with the assassination of the American evangelical figure Charlie Kirk last week, Prime Minister Netanyahu referred to him as a lion-hearted friend of Israel who stood tall for Judeo-Christian civilization. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, a special gathering took place earlier in the week at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem to honour Charlie Kirk and his legacy of courage and unwavering support for Israel and the Jewish people. To find out more, Paul Calvert spoke to Gideon Ariel from Root Source, who sponsored the event.
Now, this week is the prayer for peace and tolerance in the path of Charlie Kirk at the Temple Mount. Now, Gideon, you're part of Root Source and sponsoring this event. Why did you want to do this?
That's really a simple question, because as soon as any person of faith and of tolerance really heard of the horrendous murder assassination of Charlie Kirk, we all thought, what can we do? So many of us didn't think what we could do. We were just like a deer in the headlights, shocked at what happened, and that is understandable. But we Israelis like to do things, and I have been an activist on the Temple Mount for decades, really. And my son is the deputy director of Biadenu, which means in our hands, to return to the Temple Mount. And so I'm active also in that organization. And another activist came out with this idea that it is important for us to commemorate Charlie's legacy, and no better place to do that on the Temple Mount itself.
So what are you going to be doing when you're up there?
First of all, we are going to be led by Rabbi Yehuda Glick, who is a very important Temple Mount activist. And Yehuda Glick, of course, you've probably interviewed him. And he had been a Knesset member himself. As I mentioned, not a lifetime, but for about 40 years, he's been an activist on the Temple Mount. And he himself was also shot in an assassination attempt. And incredibly, miraculously, he was under sedation in a coma for 10 days. But he came back, and today he is completely well. And this was, of course, a thing that we were all praying about the moment that we heard of Charlie's assassination. But unfortunately, it was not meant to be. So we will gather at the entrance of the Temple Mount. And we will go up together, and we will do a circuit around the Temple Mount, like so many people do all the time. when we were on the Temple Mount, we will pray, we will sing psalms, and a few people will talk of their personal relationship of Charlie Kirk. And we will hope and pray that from this spot, not where we're being interviewed right now, but on the spot of the Temple Mount, where God promised King Solomon that all prayers of all people of the world can go straight up to him and be heard, we will be praying that our prayers will be heard. That is what is going to happen on the Temple Mount itself.
How shocked were you when you heard this news?
At first, I was more hopeful than shocked, because so often we hear of people having an assassination attempt on them. I at first thought of President Trump, of course, who, as soon as we heard this, we said, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? But he got out of it. But it was unfortunately only a few hours. It's not really a few hours. I only heard about it when I woke up in the morning, because it happened about noon, United States time. That was already about 10 o'clock at night, Israel time. So I slept through it. And I opened up my WhatsApp groups at about 5 o'clock in the morning, my time. And I saw the first breaking news. Charlie Kirk has been shot. And that, of course, woke me up very quickly. But then as I scrolled through the rest of my messages, it said how he's shot, he's under sedation, it's pray for him. Until I finally saw the news, unfortunately, that he was shot and killed. I'm pretty sure that happened even before my morning prayers, so I had what to pray about this morning. It was horrific.
It's amazing what he achieved. He was a college dropout. He didn't really have connections, but he achieved so much in his life that in the end, it was the President of the United States that announced his death. J.D. Vance was the one that was walking next to his coffin. Benjamin Netanyahu said something about him, and even the mayor of Netanya is saying they're going to name one of their city squares after him. He really was very, very popular.
That's right, and that only teaches us that we must try our best to do what we think is right and pray that God assists us in doing what we can. And that is truly the American dream, that we dream of something and we try to do it and we succeed. And that is another value that Charlie Kirk, with God's help, has taught us.
What is your prayer for his family today?
Family, let us all pray for his family, that they will continue to be strong, and let us pray for God's world, that the values that Charlie upheld and personalized will continue to be even stronger in our time. Amen.
That was Gideon Ariel. Finally, at the 9/11 memorial in Israel, hundreds gathered to remember those who died in the 9/11 attacks 24 years ago. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee came to address the gathering and remember 9/11, as CBN's Chris Mitchell reports.
We never should forget what happened to America on 9/11. As surely as Israel will never forget October the 7th of the Holocaust, this was an attack on the United States, its sovereignty, its security. It was a shock to us.
Huckabee also remembered Charlie Kirk.
One of the most brilliant young men I've ever known in my life. Gentle, kind. Why anyone would want to kill Charlie Kirk just shows a level of evil that makes no sense. He was not an angry man. He was not a hateful man.
And Huckabee believes America needs a spiritual revival.
America's got to turn to the Lord. Our only hope is a spiritual renewal and revival. Because what happened to him was not just a political calculation. It was an act of demonic evil. And all we really have to hope for is that there is a spiritual renewal in our country that will awaken people to once again treat each other with respect. That doesn't come from somebody from the outside in. It comes from the inside out. It's a soul issue. It's not a political issue.
That was U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee. Please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For Charlie Kirk's life will have a lasting influence on those he tried to reach and for all the hostages to be found. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.